Just before the entrance to Temple Oak House, inside the railings, stands a rustic Gothic arch, now almost invisible under vegetation. The city watercourse, which was the main supply of water to the city, ran through the grounds of the house. A branch of the course was carried through the arch to form an impressive cascade. In the 14th century, the lands of Temple Oak were occupied by the Harolds, but passed to the Talbots in the 16th century, who held them for about 200 years. The landowner of Temple Oak had the duty of maintaining the city watercourse, for which he received a tribute of corn from mills using the water. In 1655, there was a castle here, a tuck mill and a house, as well as a number of cottages. The population was 40, and Theobald Harold was steward of the town. Henry Talbot was ordered to transplant to Connacht, but was later restored to his ancestral home at Temple Oak. In 1686, the lands were mortgaged for £3,000 to Sir Thomas Domville. Sir James Talbot supported the cause of James II in 1688 and was attainted, and Sir Thomas Domville got possession of Temple Oak. Domville erected a brick mansion on the site of the castle, incorporating the vaulted undercroft and two circular towers. It had an immense window across the front and a number of gables. His son, Sir Compton Domville, laid out the grounds and used the city watercourse as one of the main features. The course was in a direct line with the front door of the house, and the water was made to flow over a series of steps, on each of which stood a statue. In one of the fields was a large earthen mound surmounted by a circular temple. The Domvilles claimed the same rights over the watercourse as were formerly held by the Talbots, and, in addition to the tribute of corn from the mills, received rents from the chapter of St. Patrick's Cathedral and from the Earl of Meath, who held the lands of St. Thomas Abbey. The importance of the watercourse as a source of water to the citizens of Dublin can be gauged from an incident in 1738. Sir Compton Domville, then resident at Temple Oak House, was able to have his nephew, Lord Santry, a member of the Hellfire Club, saved from execution for the murder of one of his servants by threatening to block off the watercourse. The threat was successful, as the citizens had no other supply. In 1751, Sir Compton Domville inherited Santry Court, but continued to occupy Temple Oak House until his death in 1768. His nephew, Charles Pocklington, inherited his property and took the name of Domville. He lived in Temple Oak House until 1780, but when the house was in a bad state of repair, he moved to Santry, taking many ornamental features, including the circular temple, with him. The house was taken by a Mr. Gogarty around 1820, who was permitted to cut down timber on condition that he repaired the house. He did this by demolishing it and building the existing structure, into which he reincorporated the original medieval vaulted undercroft and the two circular towers. The house was occupied from 1842 to 1845 by Charles Lever, the novelist. The old house has been extended, but the dry channel of the ancient city watercourse still survives, in line with the front door. Mature trees are now planted along each side. The fields have been built on, and the last traces of lakes and monuments have been cleared away. When the large mound upon which the temple stood was being removed in 1972, it was examined by an archaeologist from the National Museum, in case it should prove to be an ancient burial mound, but no ancient features were found. Close to the house was Temple Oak Mill, the walls of which were demolished in 1985 to clear the ground for the new Tala bypass. A mill was located here as far back as 1394, when William, heir to Robert Mayones, quit his claim to a water mill on the waters of Doder in Tymaloge. A mill is also shown at this location, on the Down survey map of 1647. It was operated by the Burkes early in the 19th century, but was subsequently burnt down and later rebuilt. Afterwards, it passed into the hands of J.C. Colville and then to William McConkie & Co. in 1879. It had been lying derelict for many years before it was demolished. Continue walking 400 metres along Temple Hogue Road until you come to the crossroads at Temple Hogue Bridge. Turn left here and walk for about 750 metres until you come to the green area at Cypress Lawn. The house at the rear of the garden area is Cypress Grove House.